Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. I'm glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. You are listening to Season 1, Episode 11 of Let's Talk Hemp from the 422. I'm your co-host, Morris Beagle, hanging out with my partner in hemp spirit, Rick Trojan. And here at the 422, every day is Earth Day. Today's guest is Morris and Rick, as we celebrate Episode 11, being one louder and one busier than we want to be. Rick is on his way to the airport. And jet setting across to the East Coast. So tell me what's up, Brother Rick. Where are you off to?
Dude, for a moment in time, we met ships passing in the night in Denver to film a commercial for NoCo. And then ships passed in the night and now I'm going to Boston. And you're in Colorado for once, which is good. I'm going actually out to Boston to New England Cannabis Conference. And it's a Haynes Center, the Saturday and Sunday. Come on out. We'll have some NoCo stuff. I'm going to be speaking about government interference, of course, on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Speaking of government interference, listeners, I apologize. This episode is late. It is on me. Actually, not really on me, I guess. I guess it was on me. The TSA was on me. I had to get the rub down because I didn't go through the machine. And so we're about a half hour late because I needed to smoke a cigarette afterwards, like a gentleman.
Yeah, we are going to be posting this thing a little bit late today. So we try to hit it at 10 a.m. every Thursday morning, Mountain Standard Time. But I tell you, with last night, we couldn't get it done last night. We were in Fort Collins. We went and checked out the Lyric Cinema, where we're holding the first Let's Talk Hemp film series on Thursday, April 5th, to kick off the NoCo Hemp Expo. With that, we've got several great films that are going to be shown there. We've got Women in Weed, the Mary Janes that just got added, a Wendy Borman film, so we're really excited about that. Hopefully, we'll potentially have her on next week's show. All depends. We're pretty busy. We couldn't get the show done last night, so it's almost going to be live today, because as soon as we're done recording this phone call, I'm going to put it on my desktop, run it through the leveling program, and put it up on the web, and it'll almost be live.
Almost live. We're like getting closer to live. So that when we do go live at NoCo and at Earth Day, we're already ready for it. And America's ready for it. We got to get America ready for it, too.
Yeah, it's a big buildup, really. I mean, I don't know if America's quite ready for the live 422 show. What do you think?
I mean, you can't just pop live. I mean, that's aggressive. I mean, you can, right? But, it's nice to massage it a little bit, a little finesse, you know? A little audio finesse.
So tell me a little bit more about the thing going on in Boston, NECAN. What is that?
So it is the third year, I believe, of the New England Cannabis Conferences. They have one in Vermont, Maine, Portland, Maine, Providence, Rhode Island, and Boston, Massachusetts. And New England is really blowing up. I mean, Vermont, New Hampshire are growing both sides of cannabis, which is fantastic. And they have been growing it for a while, and now it's actually kind of coming out of the dark like it was in Colorado about a decade ago. So.
Who's all speaking at this event over the weekend?
We got, it's a great list, necan.necann.com. Dr. Uma is going to be speaking. I'm speaking. They have a couple of different cultivators that are local speaking. They got some people speaking about legislation, again, about the different growing techniques, extractors. And I think I have about 90 different vendors, which is pretty decent size little conference. It's a great show, lots of good programming, and I'm excited to be speaking on Sunday.
Awesome. So can people buy tickets at the door, I assume?
Yep. People can buy tickets at the door. It's at the Haynes Convention Center there in Boston. And super looking forward. I love Boston. Not a fan of the cold, but it's a great area and great people up there. So it'll be a great presentation, and it'll be good to catch up with Dr. Uma as well.
Well, the cannabis education is hitting all parts of the country right now, which is a good thing, because we need to keep the pedal to the metal, the volume at 11, and make sure that over the course of this year and next year that we push things over the finish line, whether that's on the industrial side of the plant or on the recreational and medical side of the plant. We need to make sure that it's all pushed across the finish line, because it is all one plant, going to be regulated a little bit differently, of course, but it's still one plant, and we all need to make sure that we're on the same side and opposing that thing that's keeping it in prohibition.
Yeah, but we don't even need to regulate it, dude. Let's just be real. There's no danger from this plant, right? On even medical, recreational, whatever you want to say, there's no danger here, right? So what needs to be regulated are opioids and other things that are dangerous, alcohol, not cannabis. So let's just start calling a spade a spade. That's where I'm coming from. I've changed my tune a little bit, but that's where I'm coming from.
Yep, you and your tunes, I tell you. Sometimes they're in tune and sometimes they're out of tune.
Most of the time they're out of tune.
So when do you get back?
I get back Monday night and then back up to No Code Programming on Tuesday and getting ready for the following week. We got the film festival a week later on the 5th.
Yep, the 5th. And then the 6th, we've got the kickoff of NOCO with the 422 VIP party that Friday night, the 6th. It's sponsored by Lulu's Garden. Thanks to Tom and those folks out there for stepping up to throw a totally kick-ass, badass industry party. And then Saturday,
some live action.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be some live action happening, live 422. We have also got DJ, potentially some special guests that we can't announce yet because we haven't got solid confirmation, but we'll let people know next week on the show because we should have confirmation on all of that. And then we've also got that on that Saturday night, our NOCO post closeout party, the big bash that we're going to do in Fort Collins at the Artery. And we've got Pinochle that's going to be playing that, plus some special guests on stage that, again, we can't announce yet because they're not 100% confirmed.
I like that move, though, from like a marketing standpoint. Like, Donald Trump does it. Like, oh, man, I got some cool stuff I'm going to tell you, but I can't tell you. But, like, it's good. Like, oh, we got some cool bands, which we do, and we are actually not allowed to legally say it, so they're signed. But I like that as a marketing move. I just realized.
The Donald, man, you know, he's got like it down. I mean, he cleared the pack with 16 Republicans. Then he cleaned Hillary's clock, so to speak. And he did it all with just one big whiff and waft of bullshit. It's amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm so excited about the story he was going to tell before he got elected that he's never going to tell. But it's super exciting to wait for it. That's how good he is. I don't even care about the story, and I'm excited to hear it.
I'm still waiting for him to drain the swamp instead of fill the swamp up over.
I don't think it has a drain.
It doesn't have a drain. It only gets fuller.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the swamp? I don't see a drain there. If there was a drain, they would have unswamped it, I think.
Well, people need to come to NOCO because NOCO is not a swamp. This is like the hope of the world right here. We're trying to change it for the better, shift the paradigm, and make humanity a better place going forward.
In no way is NOCO a swamp. I'm like, what about that for a tagline? And we'll tell you a better story later. Ooh, I like that.
There we go. In no way is NOCO a swamp.
Yeah, and until we tell you who's coming, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we just got to wait for him to confirm. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. The biggest. That's actually true. This is all.
It's going to be bigly. Bigly.
This is all true. We're going to have the most people show up for this than has ever showed up in a landslide of electoral victories.
There will be more people at this event than there were at Trump's inauguration.
That's probably true. That's probably true.
And we're going to have the GoPro to take.
neither of us had an abacus, so we're never going to know.
So what else is happening in the world before we close out episode 11?
I'm just getting called to board on my flight, so I will have to say goodbye and hello from Boston when I get there.
Sounds good. We'll have safe travels, buddy.
Thanks, brother. Talk soon.
All right. Later.
Episode 11.
Rock on.